Hey, we're Three Mormons. We're a YouTube show.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Thanks for listening.
I know you're out there. There are a lot of people that don't like the church because we have a tithing doctrine, and members of the church, in order for them to get into temples and be worthy, you know, partakers of ordinances, they have to follow this doctrine of paying 10% of all that you receive for your income. And there's lots of people that don't like it because we have for-profit businesses like KSL, Deseret News, City Creek, and lots of other agricultural areas around the world that produce lots of products. And they think that's weird because we're a church and we should be giving to the poor. But we do.
Mm-hmm. Another thing people ask is, why on earth does God need my money? God can do anything. He can create planets. You're telling me he needs my money?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this, because you know what? He does.
In order for God to carry out his work on earth, he needs to follow the currency system that's going on here, or else the church will just collapse.
See, God entrusts man to build up his kingdom. That's part of the reasons we exist.
Money is
a vital part of our existence. We need money. It helps us do the things we need to do. And it's consecration.
If I didn't have money, Kwaku, could I eat?
You could not.
If I didn't have money, would I be healthy?
No.
If I didn't have money, would I have a wife?
I hope so, but no.
Okay.
So we need money, and it's a part of consecration to give up what you need to further build the kingdom of God. That's what it comes down to. And this is not a law we created in the 1800s. It goes all the way back to the Old Testament. Yeah. Boom.
And in the 1800s, we tried to practice the law of consecration. That was way harder than what we got going on now. That's like people were like, okay, Bishop, I'll give this to you. I hope you do good things with it for the community, because they were trying to build up their town. They were trying to follow the law of consecration, which means you give up all your talents and abilities and your time for the benefit of the church.
Yes.
And we still do this today, just at a more chill level, if you wanted to say it in the 21st century lingo, you know?
What's it say here in Malachi? Malachi 4:10, correct?
Yeah. So it says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, the church, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not room enough to receive it. And before this, it says, why are you robbing God? And that's like what you said. God doesn't need money. He doesn't need our money.
Mm-hmm.
Robbing God, what this means is we're robbing the growth of the church.
Yes.
And so in the church, when we're giving 10%, where does that go?
Many things.
Yeah.
Building temples, printing books of Mormon, raising food and crops and things like that. Raising food for people who need food.
My little corn.
Getting clothes for children. It's a lot of things.
There's lots of things. You go on and on and on. There's a fast offering. Like, even if you wanted to pay more money, you can. But that money, you can designate exactly where it goes in the church.
Mm.
And then at the end of the year, like in the fast offering, you can go to there's a missionary effort, and there's humanitarian, there's lots of things. At the end of the year, you'll have your fiscal year, and it'll show you exactly where your money went in the church. And it is a binding legal document.
But I got a question. I went to Salt Lake. You guys got a mall.
Huge mall.
Got a huge mall.
You make so much money off this
mall. Why is my money going to JCPenney's, huh?
I think it's funny because I don't like JCPenney, but my money's going there.
JCPenney's are a fine business. I've got no complaints. I don't really go there.
My mother and father-in-law and their family, they live where JCPenney was born.
Oh.
In Hamilton, Missouri.
I didn't know he was a guy.
He hails from Hamilton, Missouri. That doesn't matter, but...
Anyway, J.C. Penney trivia for you on Three Mormons. The church does have businesses. It owns businesses, and it invests regularly in other businesses, and it raises a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
And guess what? We build up the kingdom of God with that money.
Yeah, and we also pay employees with that money. So it's not like there's some dude in like the back curtain that's like, give me the money. Mm-hmm. No, it's this money is being delegated to employees. This money is being delegated to those that are serving, you know, taking time off their job so that they can build up the kingdom of God through humanitarian missionary work.
Yes.
So, the church gets a bad rap for these things, but why? And I understand you're going to give me a huge reason on the comments, and that's great. Please write that down.
They're coming.
Yeah, they're coming. We're going to talk about tithing.
Dallin H. Oaks takes a trip to Maui every summer on his yacht with tithing money.
Don't you want to take a trip to Maui on your yacht?
Take the eye out of Moroni, moron. CESLetter.org.
I'm sorry.
CESLetter.org.
Give me a break.
That's like everything. I'm going to say all this crap. But then there's this. And then they're just like sitting there with their Doritos. They're like,
what are you going to do now?
That's fine. We love you.
We do.
It's just great when you say things like this. It's awesome. We're not laughing at you.
A little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
But what's important is to remember that You're building up the kingdom of God. And let's talk about this compared to other churches, because there's nothing wrong with other churches raising money at all. But pastors of other congregations, and I believe priests of certain denominations, they get paid because it's their job.
Yeah.
Our bishops get a stipend.
Yeah, there is a lay clergy in our church.
And so our money that we're raising isn't going to the local bishops to just, you know, help them, you know,
if pay it were, their rent, I would have like a that. Serious issue with that.
But that's not what's happening.
Yeah. This is an important part I want to talk about right here. In Malachi 4:10, there is a blessing for paying tithing. We've talked about, you know, where it goes, why we pay it. Number one, it's a commandment from God.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why we follow it. But there's a reason behind this. I'm not just going to say, I follow it because it's a commandment. Here it says, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Paying tithing to the storehouse, you know, paying tithing to the church means the windows of heaven will open and there will be enough room for me to receive the blessings. That sounds marvelous.
Yes.
And you might say, that's wishful thinking. Well, you know, we could say that about lots of things. We could say that about the hope that we have in our future careers. We could say that about the hope we have in our future family. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But by trusting in God and trusting in his commandments, knowing that he is a loving God, that he doesn't need our money, it's to build up those around us,
yes,
is really important to understand. And by helping others around us through tithing, through offerings, we will receive blessings. And that's not the reason why we pay it. I'm not like paying tithing so I get blessings in return. But there is a promise.
I've even found in my own life when I pay tithings, I can just, the blessings happen. And even when, you know, we are college students, so we are poor. So when I pay tithing, it's not always like,
it's kind of like
the easiest, but I give it. And then it always, like financially, things work out much better when I do. For some reason, things always happen.
Also, if a college student, you know, dedicated 10% to the side and then a savings account, and then he's got like a fun thing, and then there's rent over here, you know, by divvying these things up, you will have a financially stable life because you're budgeting.
Yes.
And so in order to pay tithing, you have to budget it out.
Yes.
You know, you pay 10%, but there's got to be budgeting going on there. You know, so you're going to have stability. You'll be responsible. But and if you pay your tithing, you're not responsible. You're just paying because it's a commandment and you don't have enough money. You know, props to that man who is just like, I don't have enough money, but I'm going to pay my tithing anyways.
Yes.
Lots of people have questions of how do I exactly pay my tithing? And the church, you know, offers various ways to do that. I know my friends who pay it through stocks. Mm-hmm. And the church has a system set up to show them, like, this is the amount of stock that is equivalent to this amount of money. And so this is 10% of all your income. You can pay it, you know, at the beginning of the year. You can. Some people say, I need to pay it every single month. As long as you are paying 10% and you're following the law, I think you're fine.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? We have many successful people in this church, people who make a lot of money. And they could pay more than 10%, but the church says the law is
10%. We just need 10, you know? And, you know, whether you want to pay it from your gross income or your net income, the church isn't going to tell you which one. It's just being guided by the Spirit and wanting to follow the commandment with a pure heart, wanting to do what's good.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
It's pretty simple, and it's awesome.
So pay your tithing, kids. If you don't, I'll come find you. That's who they send. You think
give me your lunch money. Give me your lunch money.
Three Mormons and he comes and beats you up.
Yeah.
Hey, Bishop, what happens if I don't pay my tithing?
We got
you heard Quakewell? So, he's going to come after you.
I'm just imagining, like, you're the bishop sitting at his desk and the kid asks and you're just like, you know Quaku? And you just go.
Okay, let's have a talk now.
I sound like Bernie Sanders. Apparently.
Okay, let's have a talk.
Let's have a talk. Pay the tithing. The top 1% pay more. Hey guys, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And if you don't want to watch our videos, they'll still pop up on your video feed on the right side of your YouTube
Yeah.
channel. They'll be there. We'll find you someday.